a child, a name, a child's known by just in the family is a what?
A nickname.
Something on wheels you can put a baby in and it can lie down and push it.
Carriage, stroller.
If you were going to put a baby in this and take it outside, you'd say you're going to go out and...
walk.
If, let's see, you said the brother above you is the what child?
The oldest.
Mm-hmm. Is he the most... even though he's the oldest, does he act like he's the oldest?
At times.
You'd say he's the most what? Or your mother, Daddy, might say he's the most of my children.
He's the most... he's the... okay, most...
Would you ever say he's the most grown up?
He's not really. Well, we say it sometimes.
Uh-huh. Would you say one of you is more than the other?
Mm-hmm. Well, really I act more than he does. I act more grown up than he does.
If you had children, they would be your sons and...
daughters.
Or boys and
girls.
If a woman is going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
Do you use other terms for that?
For pregnant? Going to have a baby or expecting?
Mm-hmm. Do you know any words that women might say to each other that they wouldn't say in front of a man? How about if the woman isn't married? Would it make any difference? Would you say anything about her?
What do you mean?
Would you say if she wasn't
married,
would you say anything different than she's pregnant or she's expecting? Would you say she got herself some way or something like that? If you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, a woman might be sent for who is a...
have you what now?
If you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, mm-hmm. you might send for a woman who does this all the time, and she's called a...
well, it's not a nurse.
Have you ever heard midwife?
I don't know what a midwife is.
That's what it's called sometimes. But they aren't used very much now.
Oh, well, I don't know.
If a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father and the same shape nose, then you'd say he blank his father.
Takes after.
If a mother has looked after three or four children until they are grown up, you say she has what, these children?
Taken care of.
To a child who's misbehaved, you say, if you do that again, I'll give you a good...
spanking.
If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say, Bob, what, a lot in 1 year?
Has grown.
And you say to him, you certainly have blank big.
Grown big.
A child that is born to an unmarried woman is a...
illegitimate. Mm-hmm.
Do you know any joking terms for that?
Yes.
Mm-mm. If you say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot... what child than Jane?
It's a lot more loving.
Your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
A child that's lost its father and mother is
orphan.
A person appointed to look after an orphan is its
guardian.
If a woman, if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say the house is full of my
relatives.
Do you use another term for that?
Or do you can.
Do you use the same term for your parents and grandparents?
But I don't say kin that much. I say relatives and more.
Yes, she has the same family name and does look a bit like me, but I'm actually
no kin.
Someone who comes into town and no one has ever seen before is a
stranger.
Someone from another country would be a
an alien. Or can't think.
You ever use the word foreigner?
I don't really use it. I use alien more than I use foreigner.
Mm-hmm. What is a common name for a girl beginning with M?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Isn't that Martha?